Kimura, I find it impossible to speak to you today. The events of Good Friday are too great for human words. Why should I speak while my Savior is silent and dies? With these words, first uttered on Good Friday about 1,630 years ago by Bishop Ambrose while addressing his congregation from the pulpit in the Cathedral of Milan, Pastor Greg Bright, narrator, opened the dramatic reading presented on Good Friday at Gateway Community Church in Kenora. Despite the snowy and stormy weather, a number of worshipers gathered in person, as well as some who joined online via Zoom. The events of Jesus' betrayal, trial, and crucifixion were shared in first person as if the participants themselves were telling the audience about the events. Scripture and poetry were woven into the readings, and biblical characters shared their parts and their insights into the death of Jesus, including Judas. When I saw that Jesus had been condemned, I was seized with remorse. I took the 30 silver coins and went back to the chief priests and the elders. I have sinned by betraying an innocent man to death. I said, "What do we care about that?" They answered, "That's your business." I shouted, and I threw the money into the sanctuary and left them. Narrator: Then Judas went off and hanged himself. Jesus: My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom belonged to this world, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But now, my kingdom is from another place. Woman: Jesus knew that everything had been completed, and so he declared, "It is finished." For when we were still helpless, Christ died for the wicked, at the time God chose. God has shown us how much he loves us. It was while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. By his death we are now put right with God. How much more, then, will we be saved by him from God's wrath? We were God's enemies, but he made us his friends through the death of his Son. Rev. John B. Epp, a Winnipeg pastor, wrote the script for his congregation many years ago, and Pastor Greg and Carolyn Bright modified it for this presentation. Between readings were congregational songs led by the worship team, Pastor Greg and Carolyn Bright, Wes Popoff and A.J. Bathgate. Songs included, "Thou art worthy, above all, Lamb of God, it is you, the nails in your hands," and the closing song, "The Wonderful Cross." The presentation is entitled, "Hands That Speak," and it is derived from the gospel narratives, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, telling anew the passion of Jesus Christ. John Epp writes, "How vividly the gospel's narratives present what human hands did to the Prince of Glory. How clearly the gospels tell our Lord's struggles. In them we see both pierced and piercing, and they are hands that speak." Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.